All right, check this out. We've got some developments. Instagram has extended time limits on live streams up to 4 hours. So in this episode, let's discuss how to use that for your business.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, everybody. I love to keep my eye on the developing bouncing ball. When live streaming started, it wasn't actually Facebook Live and it wasn't on Twitter with Periscope. In fact, back in the day, towards the very beginning, it was Google Plus. And Google Plus was just so damn awesome. It was the future. Like a lot of these social networks took a couple of years after Google did it to eventually catch up and do things like live streaming. In fact, LinkedIn took forever to do it. And now Instagram is adapting. This is right out of TechCrunch. Instagram is adapting to new ways that creators can use its service during the coronavirus pandemic. With individuals and businesses now limited from hosting in-person events, like concerts, like classes, meetups, and more, users have turned to Instagram to live stream instead. So let's think about this for a moment. Massive opportunity for Instagram to be able to capitalize on a change in the way business functions. You know, some like 20 times a year, Wirebuzz would go to a client's conference and we would record with their key opinion leaders and take those videos and bring them back and edit. But back in 2011 and 2012, Wirebuzz was at the largest cancer conferences of the year. Google sponsored it. We had even advertisers on it. And I would report live from the largest cancer conference of the year with the top breast cancer doctor in the world. And we would interview the cancer experts as they left the podium. So every 10 minutes, another researcher, another rock star in the fight against cancer would come into our studio, sit down with us, and we would interview them about the latest news and information, and it would go all over the world. And it was a fabulous service. We did this for 2 years, and it was all on Google Plus. This is before YouTube had a live streaming functionality and before Facebook. And now Facebook's little sister, Instagram, is now in the game expanding its live stream. Instagram says it's significantly expanding the time limits to these streams from 1 hour to now 4 hours for all users across El Mundo. And as TechCrunch says, the change that the company explains is meant to help those who've had to pivot to virtual events like yoga and fitness instructors, like teachers and musicians, like artists and activists and other things. And during the height of the government lockdown in the US, Instagram Live became a place for people to gather as DJs hosted live sets and artists played their music and celebrities hosted talk shows from their obnoxiously large closets. Even workout enthusiasts started hosting live workouts. Oh, but in 2013, yo, I was already doing this. You need to know this story. In 2013, I said to my lovely wife, Wendy, who's a yoga instructor, I said, you know, I get this feeling that people are going to start doing these fitness classes at home. They don't want to get all dolled up and put their makeup on and drive in the car and find a parking spot. This is before anybody was doing this stuff. This is 2013. And it was early 2013. And I know because my wife said, all right, let's do it. And so every day at Wirebuzz in the old office, and you might have heard, we recently were talking about the old office with the bathroom in the middle. And if you needed to use the bathroom, you had to turn on the water so nobody could hear you in there. Just let that sink run. Well, in that same office, we had a little tiny studio, about 10 feet by 10 feet. It's probably bigger than that. And we filmed a live daily yoga class out of there. And in 3 weeks, we did this on Google Plus. And in 3 weeks, Wendy generated 300,000 followers. It was like 325,000 followers by week three. And then in that third week, Wendy was diagnosed with breast cancer and it no longer became important. And we shut that thing down. I was hoping to create like a yoga glow service and be able to provide something to people and to charge them for it and to grow. And now, well, Instagram fitness experts are using this kind of functionality. Live usage had jumped 70% over this coronavirus period in the US as people connected online to continue to have that experience. The change puts Instagram on par with the time limits offered by Facebook for live streams for mobile devices, which is also 4 hours. So I think this is a real interesting opportunity for your business. What is it that you provide? How do you engage people? Can you start to provide maybe a webinar with your rock star? Could you take people along as you do something interesting? Like yesterday, I was live on set for a major client's video shoot. And my thought was, man, I should be live streaming this thing. Like, there's such cool information happening behind the scenes that, you know, if I was in the audience, I would love to see what's going down in this room right now. There are celebrities in this room. There are brilliant people that are changing the world by the way they think. This would be a hell of a live stream for people. Or if you have a doctor that's doing some research, or if you are a business that's trying to get your name out there, you have a unique way of explaining an opportunity. There's no reason why you can't think remotely. Have an event, use Instagram, and tap into your followers. It's a brilliant way. And don't worry about the length of time. Be more concerned about how you can make it interesting and loaded with value. The more value you provide, the more people that are going to stay, that are going to be of interest. And you can use that as an opportunity to grow. You know, Instagram will also update the Live Now section in IGTV at the end of live streams to help direct users to more live content. Now, Instagram also announced another feature, which is yet to come, and it says that it's going to be available in 30 days, which will allow creators to archive their streams for up to 30 days. Now, I like all of this. I want you to get access to this article. It is on TechCrunch. The article is called, here's the title, Instagram extends time limits on video streams to 4 hours. Dun, dun, dun. Like, you could have guessed that's what the title was. And there's some good information and examples inside that article. Start thinking about how you can take your business's thought leaders, put them on camera, let them share their genius to lift up other people's lives. And you can do that, create an event and extend it for up to 4 hours now on Instagram. If you want to figure out how your business could be selling remotely in this new world, wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. I'll teach you for 20 minutes some of my best strategies. And if you want to connect up with my team and see if we can be of help to you, just fill out the form and me or one of my top strategists will jump on a call for you. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for your time today. More information coming in the next episode of Video Marketing Mastery.